The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good afternoon and welcome to Frankly Speaking About Cancer with the Cancer Support Community. Your host is Kim Tibaldo, President and CEO of the Cancer Support Community. This hour is designed to inspire, inform, and to help you live better with cancer. Now, here's your host, Kim Tibaldo.
Welcome to Frankly Speaking About Cancer, an internet radio show that focuses on informing and inspiring people to live well with cancer. I'm Kim Tibaldo, President and CEO of the Cancer Support Community. The Wellness Community and Gildas Club have united to become the Cancer Support Community, one of the largest providers of cancer support in the United States and around the world. Our services are offered at over 100 locations worldwide and online at www.cancersupportcommunity.org. Today's show is being brought to you in part by Celgene, Lilly Oncology, and Onyx. You know, between all of the different lab tests and scans and reports, you require a lot of paperwork during the cancer experience. And these medical records are really important to your medical team so that they can deliver the best possible care. After being in waiting room after waiting room and seeing everyone's binders full of printed medical records, Mayan Cohen saw firsthand the role medical records play at oncology appointments and saw a need for a way to simplify this experience. Mayan is CEO and founder of the mobile app Hello Doctor and is here today to share her story and tell us about this great new tool. Mayan, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me, Kim.
So let's get started and jump in. Tell us more about your own cancer story, personal experience. I know that that there was a real personal inspiration for you to create and launch Hello Doctor. Can you tell our listeners about that history and a little bit about that story?
Sure, I would love to tell my story. So it all started 5 years ago. 5 years ago, my boyfriend at the time was diagnosed with a brain tumor. He's well and healthy today, but for two very long years together, we struggled doing surgeries, chemotherapy, radiation, and dozens of meetings with doctors. And in this process, I just found myself collecting medical records from hospitals, labs, clinics, second opinions, and most of them I couldn't even understand. And I tried to find tools that will help me collect and manage these medical records, and the only thing I found that was effective enough was a binder. So I used to carry a medical binder from doctor to the hospital, back to his doctor to go and get second opinions to make sure we're getting the right treatment. And that binder was very, very frustrating to me. In every doctor's room we waited in, waiting for the doctor, we just found ourselves waiting with a binder, trying to figure out what the doctor would want to see. And every time we faced the doctor, we knew that we had a 10-minute window to pull out all the right medical records that he needs to see in order to explain this condition. And I realize, and I'm sure that a lot of our listeners today understand that if you can't really express yourself and explain your condition to your doctors, you have two options. One is not to get an answer to your question, and the other one is to get the wrong answer to your question. So the situation is very, very frustrating. It was very frustrating to me, and I know that it's frustrating to a lot of our users today. So after I got better, and thank God he's well and healthy today, for over 2 years in remission, and no signs of cancer or anything that's even remotely close to that. So after I got better, I decided to give myself a mission. And the mission I gave myself was to help people manage and understand their medical records. So I quit my job. I was working in management consulting back then. Mm-hmm. I gathered a team, and about a year later, here we are. And we have Hello Doctor.
So when you were first kind of going through this experience, gathering up all of these, all of these medical records, were there people that you encountered who didn't even think that they needed to have copies of their medical records, or people even surprised to think that it is your responsibility as the patient to have your copies of your own medical records?
Yes. Actually, I see a lot of people around me today, and I saw people back then as well that weren't sure that it's the patient's job to do it. Actually, most doctors, if you present your medical records, are very happy to see it. They want to see the previous examinations. They want to see the previous test results. They want to understand the condition in better words, like that means medical records, than what you can really explain to them. Because sometimes patients don't know how to pronounce the exact diagnosis they have. They can't tell exactly what drugs they were on or what their lab results look like. So actually every doctor we met along the way that I presented the medical records to was very, very satisfied, and it really helped him make better decisions. But I think sometimes patients don't understand that they have to maintain and aggregate and manage their medical records in this process. And sometimes they find out about it in not in the best circumstances, I would say. When they're going to the ER and they're requested to present specific medical records, or when they're paying a lot of money for a second opinion from an oncologist who's asking to see their test results and they don't have it.
So what's so interesting also to me in terms of what you're saying is that there may be an opportunity to actually save money by keeping all of your medical records together, so you could avoid perhaps duplicate tests and avoid extra costs to you personally and potentially to the healthcare system.
Definitely. I met a cancer survivor that went through 7 MRIs in 3 months because every doctor he went to see asked him to do another MRI because he couldn't bring the CDs with him. Every MRI costs thousands of dollars. Unfortunately, most of us still pay a lot of these costs and deductibles. So it's saving money both for the healthcare system, for the payers, and many times for us, the patients.
Right, right. They can avoid another copay, another deductible, and out-of-pocket costs, transportation costs. I mean, so many costs that are associated with dealing with a serious illness like cancer. Maya, so who is the app designed for? Is it for the patient? Is it for the family? Is it for a particular type of disease? I mean, who's really the audience right now for this tool?
Okay, so we designed Hello Doctor to help patients manage their medical condition. Most of our users are patients that actively manage their health today. That means either patients or their caregivers and family members in complex medical conditions like cancer. A lot of our patients are cancer patients or cancer survivors who will keep on managing their health after they were healed from the disease. And other medical conditions, diabetes, heart, ALS, and even severe allergies or bowel disease, they are conditions where you have to collect and manage your medical records because you have to take control over your health. So it's either the patient or his family members, whoever is actively managing the disease.
And so how would I get started with this app? I mean, how do I even start about getting copies of my medical records? Who do I ask, and how would I get started with the Hello Doctor app? Is there a cost to it? Is there a training that comes with it? You know, how does it work? Let's get down to some nuts and bolts on that.
Okay, that's a great question. So Hello Doctor is trying to make it as simple as it can for you to actually manage and understand your medical records. So what you do today, if you already have copies of your medical records, all you have to do is take pictures of it with your iPhone or iPad, which is pretty much the simplest thing in the world for people to do. And if you have a digital record or you have a patient portal for your clinic, all you have to do is just email the records to Hello Doctor, and everything gets organized and tagged on your iPhone and your iPad simultaneously, which is pretty amazing. You can get to any medical record in any time that you need for emergencies or for normal doctor visits when you need it. And it's really, really simple for people to do. If you haven't collected your medical records until today and you decided that you want to go back a little bit and collect some of your medical history, all you have to do is ask your doctor. You sign a very simple HIPAA form, and they're by law, they're obligated to give you copies of your medical records. Sometimes it has a certain amount of cost from the clinic, but it's not a big cost in comparison to what you'll have to do if you'll actually need those medical records in the future. The app is completely free, and we encourage people to to use Hello Doctor and share it with their family members as much as they can, because we believe that this is one of the biggest steps in actually taking control of your health, starting to understand your condition, to control your decisions, to have power of your medical information. And actually, this is a very important step for a lot of people once they start dealing with a disease.
Can, aside from paper records that can be loaded in, can the app also contain copies of CT scans, of PET scans, of MRI results, things like that, those types of tests as well? Can those be loaded in?
Yes, that's a great question, Kim. It really depends. If the file is pretty simple, that means it's just an image, of course it can. And one of the nicest things in Hello Doctor is that with the app, you can enlarge and reduce the photo once you show it to your doctor. For more complex imaging files, like MRIs and things like that, we do recommend for patients to keep on carrying the CD that they got from the hospital if they're going for a specific medical opinion on that exam. Mm-hmm, but for most patients, the big hurdle is the binder. They have a binder full of medical records, test results, doctor's appointment, hospital admissions, and maybe a CD or two of the MRI or the CAT scan they did. So Hello Doctor is actually solving the big problem carrying the binder from doctor to doctor.
So Mayan, I have to ask you, you know, we see all these great names great names and fun names of apps. And I have to ask you about the name Hello Doctor. What inspired you to name this tool Hello Doctor?
Actually, that was one of my co-founders' idea. When I started telling him about this idea that I have, that I want to help patients manage and understand their medical records, he asked me, what exactly do you want to do? What type of problem or pain point do you want to solve? And I told him that I wanted people to have better control while they're sitting at the doctor's office. So he said, okay, so once you sit down, you open the app, and the first thing that comes out of your mouth is, hello, doctor, and then you feel in control. So Hello Doctor is actually completely aimed for this moment of you sitting in front of your doctor, saying, hello, doctor, and then starting to tell him everything that you need to tell him, which is within the app.
So we've got we're heading into a quick break here, Mayan, but it sounds to me like this is something that can be very empowering for a patient who has really any kind of illness. Have patients who've used it so far reported back to you that they really feel like they're empowered, that they're in control, that they really now have a better knowledge of what's happening to them?
Yes, completely. It saves them time when they're facing their doctor. It makes them feel in control when they're talking to their doctor because they can get to any medical record that they need in two taps, and they're not confused or don't know if they have it or not. And they really feel in control of the situation and not just, you know, being dragged into the conversation with a doctor, but being able to control it and know that they're completely ready for this doctor's appointment.
Yeah, I think it's great. I know certainly here at the cancer support community, our model is really all about empowerment, about taking control. And this seems like another really great tool to allow patients to do that. This is Frankly Speaking About Cancer. We're going to take a quick break right now, but don't go away. We have a lot that we want to talk about with Mayan Cohen, the founder and CEO of Hello Doctor, which is a new app that is designed to help you as people with cancer or other illnesses for that matter, better manage your medical records, have that information at your fingertips as you are interacting with various healthcare professionals really across your care. We're going to dig into really a lot of the details and features that the app has to offer. We're going to talk about some privacy issues and a lot more really to discuss with Mayan. We're going to take a quick break here. This is Frankly Speaking About Cancer. I'm Kim Thibodeau. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Effective cancer treatment requires more than just medication or surgery. For the country's 12 million cancer survivors and their loved ones, the social and emotional challenges of adapting to life with cancer are ongoing. How to handle coworkers' questions, how to get comfortable with new physical realities, how to reassure worried family members, or explain to friends your priorities have changed. The cancer support community is ready to help by providing free counseling, education, and hope for survivors and their caregivers. Whether online or at over 100 locations around the world, The Cancer Support Community is ready to offer the support you need to live a better life with cancer. For more information on support groups, publications, nutrition, exercise programs, and more, call 1-888-793-9355 or visit us online at www.cancersupportcommunity.org. That's cancersupportcommunity.org. The Cancer Support Community, a global network of education and hope.
Cancer Support Community is proud to be a partner of Magnolia Meals at Home, a new pilot program that aims to help patients by providing nourishing meals to households affected by breast cancer so loved ones can spend more quality time together. This program is currently available in and around two pilot cities, Andover, Massachusetts, and Woodcliff Lake, New Jersey. Participants will receive one delivery of meals every month for up to 6 months when enrolled in the program. Each delivery includes up to 7 meals designed to help meet the nutritional needs of people living with breast cancer and 10 meals for family members. This novel program is brought to you by the AZI Women's Oncology Program, Magnolia. Cancer Care, the Cancer Support Community, and Meals on Wheels Association of America. To find out if you or loved ones are eligible, visit online at www.magnoliameals.com. Or call 617-733-5848. People living with breast cancer often find it difficult to ask for help, and many of the people in their lives want to help but don't know how. During National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, Cancer Support Community is proud to support Meal Train, sponsored by Magnolia, which utilizes MealTrain.com, a free shared online calendar to streamline the process of giving and receiving meals for families coping with breast cancer. Help us reach our goal of 1,000 new breast cancer-specific meal trains this October. To learn more, visit mealtrain.com/MMT and enter the code MAGNOLIAB or visit us at cancersupportcommunity.org.
You're listening to Frankly Speaking About Cancer with the Cancer Support Community, an inspirational program offering the resources you need to live a better life with cancer. Now here's your host, Kim Tibaldo, President and CEO of the Cancer Support Community.
This is Frankly Speaking About Cancer, sponsored in part by AZI, Genentech, and Amgen. I'm your host, Kim Tibaldo, and today we're talking with Mayon Cohen, CEO and founder of Hello Doctor, a mobile app that's really changing the way patients are keeping track of their own medical records. So Mayon, we may have some folks who are just joining us, I want to make sure folks are, you know, listening and really understanding what this tool, this solution for patients really has to offer. So let's take a look inside of the app. Again, for those just joining us, Mayon, just tell folks what Hello Doctor is, and then let's drill down on really some of the kind of features that are offered through this app.
Okay, that sounds great. So as we were saying before, Hello Doctor is a tool that helps you manage and understand your medical records. The first thing you do when you go into the app is start to upload your medical records. Uploading records is really, really easy, no matter how old you are and how techy you are, by the way. For example, we have a 70-year-old user named Mary, and she just took 80 pictures of her medical records using her iPad and got it over with. And now instead of carrying two binders to the doctor for every flu shot, she's carrying Hello Doctor on her iPad, and that's it. Other patients that have digital format are just forwarding whatever test result they got from the doctor to Hello Doctor, and all the records are being tagged and organized on the app, which is kind of magical, I would even say. And this is how you get started. Now, once you've started and you have your medical records on Hello Doctor, you can use them while you're talking to your doctor. You can get to any medical record in literally two taps. That means you're always in control. You always have all of your medical records with you for emergencies and for ongoing doctor's appointments, for second opinions, and for whatever you need, which makes people feel very, very in control over their condition. Now, you can do a lot of little things that can help you better manage your health. So if your doctor wants a copy of your medical results, for example, you can share it on the through mail or through fax. Apparently, doctors still have fax, so we enabled that in the app. And if they want a fax copy, they can get a fax copy on the spot. Instead of, you know, just giving them your medical records. Another thing that you can do is take notes. We have another user named Isaac who's constantly taking notes on the medical records themselves. He's writing down questions for the doctors, side effects. Whenever he gets a test result back, he's looking at it and figuring out if he understands what it means. And if he doesn't, he's just writing questions. When he gets the doctor's summary report, he's writing the doctor's orders, the drugs that he's giving him, and things like that. And that way, when he's facing his doctors, he has all of those little yellow sticky notes on the medical records themselves. And that way he knows that he's resolving whatever's bothering him in real time when he's talking to his doctors. So they're just like little
electronic sticky notes that you can put onto each record to say, what does this number mean? Is that above normal? Is that below normal? Is this something I need to get tested out? Those kinds of questions. Those are the kinds of questions you're talking about?
Exactly. And they actually look like yellow little sticky notes, which are digital on the medical records themselves. And very soon you'll be able to share it with other family members. In about 2 to 3 weeks, you'll be able to log in and log out to the app. So, for example, if you're managing the healthcare of a loved one, like if I'm taking care of my mother, for example, and she's managing her medical records, I can log into her account, look at her medical records, and write down questions that I have for her doctors, or make sure that I'm writing down comments so she won't forget to ask him specific things, or let him know of specific things. If she's having headaches but she doesn't always remember to ask about it, I can write it down for her. So when she's talking to her doctor, she won't forget to ask it. And that way it becomes a tool that helps your entire family manage your health.
And are you seeing that a lot, that you've got family members, caregivers, loved ones who are actively involved in helping to manage the information and records for their loved one?
Yes, that's actually very, very common. First of all, about 40% of the U.S. population is defining themselves as caregivers, taking active care of a loved one's health. It could be your son. We have a lot of people with rare diseases or children with cancer. They're dealing with it and making sure that their children are getting the best care in the world. So they're very, very active. And we have a lot of people that are taking care of their spouse or their parents. Because when, I don't have to tell you that probably, but when you're dealing with a complex medical condition like cancer, you need all the power you can get and you need all the support you can get. And a lot of family members are pitching in and helping you go through it. It could be taking you to the doctor. It could be doing your research and making sure that you're getting the best treatment and sometimes even managing your medical records for you. And it could be simple things like getting your drugs or driving you and things like that. But we see that the case that, that people create a support system around them very, very common. And everybody wants to be involved. Everybody wants to know how the doctor's appointment went and what the test result said. And sometimes people go in and even do their own research to make sure that you're getting the best treatment. So for me, actually, the ability to share when we faced cancer, the ability to share it with other family members was very, very important.
Yeah. You know, you said something earlier, man, that made me think a little bit. You said that, a lot of the folks who are using the app are older adults. We certainly know that the greatest risk factor for cancer is age, and the older you get, the higher your risk factor is. And I sort of think about my parents. My parents happen to be folks who actually don't even have a computer in the house, but I do know that they know how to take pictures of their grandchildren with their cell phone. Is that literally the level of sort of technological savvy that you need in order to be able to use this?
Completely. Hello Doctor is designed for everybody, and we're trying to constantly keep it as simple as possible. The only thing you know how to do with a cell phone or an iPad is to take a picture. You can start using Hello Doctor. If you're a more advanced user, you know, you can integrate your digital medical records. You can write down notes. You can do a lot of advanced things. But if all you need to do is to collect your medical records and have them with you at all times, you just take pictures exactly like you do with your grandkids and start using it. We have users that can't even use email or don't know how to operate Skype. We have a user that's really, really excited about Hello Doctor. But when we wanted to do an interview, we couldn't even, you know, get him to go on Skype because he has no idea how to operate a computer. But Hello Doctor he's using. So it's adapted for everybody, and it's very, very simple. And I think, by the way, iPads, I don't know if people talk about that enough, but iPads are pretty much the best technological tool that you can give for older people. They're big. Mm-hmm. They're very, very clear. They have a camera. And all you have to do is, you know, swipe right and left and sometimes type in information, and that's it. So it's very, very simple for older people to use as well.
Yeah. You mentioned at a couple different points, Mayan, that you can sort of tag your documents or categorize your documents. And I know there's something in the app called Smart Lists as well. Can you talk about the sort of different categories of documents where people can kind of file their documents and what it means to sort of tag a document and then how it gets filed into different, I guess, sort of electronic folders or sections on the app?
Yes. So what we've built in Hello Doctor is the navigation system called the Smart List that's adapted to the way that you're talking to your doctor. All of your medical information is tagged according to record type. That means lab results, hospital admission, specialist, oncologist, MRIs and CT scans and things like that, just like specific categories that we build along with doctors. And date. That means that if you're navigating left and right, which is the simplest way to do, just like you do today in a binder, you're going backwards in your documents. But if you're looking for a specific medical record, what you do is tap on the Smart List, and in the Smart List, you have all the categories. So if you're looking for a test result from last June, for example, you'll just tap in on Lab Results and find the right date that you're looking for, and that's mm-hmm. it. And the Smart List actually enables it to get to any medical record in two taps. And that's something that's very, very helpful for our users, because usually the first question that the doctor asks you is, where are your recent test results? But the second question is, where's the previous one from 2 years ago or 5 years ago? Because I want to compare changes over time. So sometimes you just find yourself rambling through the binder, not even knowing if you have the right record or not, and wasting a lot of precious time and adding a lot of unrelevant stress to the meeting just, you know, for looking, just by looking for the right medical record that he's asking. And sometimes patients don't even know if they have something or not. I was in a condition when we went to a second opinion and the doctor asked us for the genetic test. I had no clue if we've done genetic tests, if we haven't, with all the stress that you have with, you know, meeting with doctors that sometimes give you very, very important verdicts of what's the next treatment, what's the side effect going to be, and sometimes it's even life or death. You're very confused. So if you look at the Smart List, you can just see if you have genetic tests and get to it in literally two taps, which is very simple.
Mm. No, it just sounds fantastic. I would imagine we've got a couple minutes until our break here, Mayan, but I imagine that some people listening might think, medical records, genetic tests, genetic information, cancer diagnosis, this is all information that I really want to keep very, very private. So for me to email my stuff to this, you know, Hello Doctor, these Hello Doctor folks, I don't really know them, don't really know who sort of built this app and where my information is going to go. How would you respond to that question for our listeners?
That's a very common fear. Our medical records are probably the most secure and private thing that we have. Some people that I talked to when we started this project told me that they rather have their bank details exposed rather than their medical records.
Yeah, we've heard that, yep.
Yeah, so we completely understand that. So what we did in order to ensure that our patients' records are completely safe and protected is to follow the best guidelines that we have. We're adapted to the FDA regulation. We're using the HIPAA standard, which is the most severe security standard in the medical world to ensure all the medical's privacy. That means all the information is encrypted. We're using SSL. All of your data is stored on Amazon secured service within the U.S. And we're taking very, very high measurements to make sure that your records are always safe.
And people could obviously be assured that their information would not be shared with anybody else.
Yes, their information will never be shared with anybody else. The app requires you to put in a password whenever you go into the app, not just mm-hmm. your cell phone, your iPad password, but a specific password for the app itself. Mm-hmm. And all of your information is always encrypted and secured.
Right.
According to standards, by the way, we're following bank level security.
Great. Great. I think that's important. I think that's certainly a question that that folks have and certainly want to know about. This is Frankly Speaking About Cancer. We're talking to Mayon Cohen, CEO and founder of Hello Doctor, a new app that's really a great tool to help patients and their loved ones manage a person's medical records. We've got a lot more to talk about with Mayon, so don't go away. This is Frankly Speaking About Cancer, and we will be right back.
Hi, I'm Nick Nicolaides, President and CEO of Morphotech, and we're delighted to be a sponsor of Cancer Support Community's Frankly Speaking About Cancer series. Morphotech and its parent company, Eisai, are committed to human healthcare, and we recognize that patients and their families are the most important participants in the healthcare process. We salute our global advocacy partners who are devoted to improving the lives of people touched by cancer every day.
Cancer. It's a lonely word. Terms I don't understand. Choices I never thought I'd have to make. But there is hope and help.
Support from cancer survivors.
Links to research and clinical trials.
Help with finances and access to care.
All behind you, a breakaway from cancer, created by Amgen to empower cancer patients.
The cancer support community is proud to be a partner of Breakaway from Cancer.
People living with breast cancer often find it difficult to ask for help. And many of the people in their lives want to help, but don't know how. During National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, Cancer Support Community is proud to support Meal Train, sponsored by Magnolia, which utilizes MealTrain.com, a free shared online calendar, to streamline the process of giving and receiving meals for families coping with breast cancer. Help us reach our goal of 1,000 new breast cancer-specific meal trains this October. To learn more, visit mealtrain.com/MMT and enter the code MAGNOLIAB or visit us at cancersupportcommunity.org.
Effective cancer treatment requires more than just medication or surgery. For the country's 12 million cancer survivors and their loved ones, the social and emotional challenges of adapting to life with cancer are ongoing. How to handle coworkers' questions, how to get comfortable with new physical realities, how to reassure worried family members, or explain to friends your priorities have changed. The Cancer Support Community is ready to help by providing free counseling, education, and hope for survivors and their caregivers. Whether online or at over 100 locations around the world, the Cancer Support Community is ready to offer the support you need to live a better life with cancer. For more information on support groups, publications, nutrition, exercise programs, and more, call 1-888-793-9355 or visit us online at www.cancersupportcommunity.org. That's cancersupportcommunity.org. The Cancer Support Community, a global network of education and hope. You're listening to Frankly Speaking About Cancer with the Cancer Support Community, an inspirational program offering the resources you need to live a better life with cancer. Now here's your host, Kim Tibaldo, President and CEO of the Cancer Support Community.
We're back with Frankly Speaking About Cancer, sponsored in part today by AstraZeneca, Millennium, and Purdue Pharma. I want to continue here with Mayon Cohen, CEO and founder of Hello Doctor, a new app to help patients manage their medical records. We certainly know, Mayon, in cancer, that this is a complicated disease. Lots of records, lots of different doctors. Sometimes you're seeing a medical oncologist, you're seeing a radiation oncologist, you're seeing a surgeon, you're dealing with folks around kind of post-treatment issues, survivorship issues, hormone therapy. I mean, there's so much that goes along with a cancer diagnosis that I think this is really a great tool for many of our listeners and those in our big cancer support community world. This is a bit of a trivia question for you, Mayan. I'm not sure if you can answer, but do you who holds the record for the largest number of medical records in your app. Do you know the number with the largest number of records in any one person's information?
Actually, I do. We have one user that has 1,200 records, which is kind of crazy. I know. Most patients have the people with more complex medical conditions, like people that went through several segments of treatment cycles or recurrent cancer and things like that, have 60, 70, 80, maybe 200 records, but we have one with 1,200 records. One of our big fans. But I think that the common user has about 30 records and Hello okay. Doctor today.
Okay, that's interesting, really, really interesting. I know we're all, you know, kind of using apps for different things on a regular basis to hopefully, you know, make our lives easier. But I know that it takes a lot of work to create an app, especially an app with the kind of sophistication that you're talking about. So can you pull back the curtain for us a little bit? Can you talk about your team, talk about the process to develop this app and everything that's gone into kind of bringing this to market?
Sure. So the first thing we did when we started off is to build the right team. One important thing to say about our team is that everybody on our team is very dedicated to Hello Doctor because they all went through a disease or took care of a loved one who went through a disease and know this subject on their own. I dealt with my partner with a brain tumor. One of my co-founders dealt with his mother's breast cancer. Another one dealt with Crohn's disease. And each one of the team members are really, really engaged because of that. So we know exactly where you're coming from. I have two amazing co-founders. One is a technologist and the other one is a designer. We have developers that specialize in architecture and security, which is very, very important because we had to create our own encryption and to make sure that all of the records are being saved in actually bank-level security. And we have an engagement manager that's responsible on spreading the word and Hello Doctor and making sure that the users are getting what they need. We're very, very careful in listening to what our users need. The notes feature, for example, the ability to add sticky notes to the records, was our user's idea, not ours. And once we started building this, we did a lot of research on existing solutions, what's missing in these existing solutions. We did dozens of interviews with patients, with doctors, and with other treatment persons around this process, like practitioners, family members who are taking care of patients, and pretty much everybody who had a say on how to manage patients' medical records. And we created this app on iPads because we knew that we needed to create a solution that's as simple as possible. We started doing experiments just a few months after we started, and we launched the alpha version around October at one of the biggest startup competitions in Silicon Valley and actually won the competition, which was a lot of fun.
Wow. Congratulations. That's great.
Thank you. And now we're starting to get recognition both from the tech community. We were featured on pretty much every important magazine in the tech and in general, actually. ABC News, Forbes Magazine, TechCrunch and the tech community and Fast Company. And now we're starting to get recognition from the medical community as well. We were just featured on the Mayo Clinic Cancer blog a few weeks ago. And I think the medical community is starting to recognize that they don't have all the solutions and they're trying to help patients in other ways and adopt solutions that are available and free for these patients as well.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit. Let's talk about that a little bit more. You know, what has been the response from the healthcare community to Hello Doctor? Again, we certainly know that doctors are also on a broad spectrum of sort of tech savviness in terms of what they know and what they use. And, you know, what if my doctor doesn't want to look at my iPhone or my iPad, or if they just sort of brush me off and say, oh, there's another, you know, kind of technology thing that I'm supposed to know about, or, you know, what's been the response, or what do you know, how have you heard patients sort of talking about their interaction with doctors with this app?
That's a great question. So first of all, I want to clarify one thing. We already have thousands of downloads in Hello Doctor, and not once did we encounter and an objection to a doc from a doctor. Not one doctor in the U.S. has ever said, I don't want to look at your iPhone, I don't want to look at your iPad, show me the original records, or I don't want to look at it at all. They do object to two things. One is to when you ask them to open their computer, which is something that they don't like to do, or start, you know, operating new softwares. They feel like you're wasting their time, and they're right. And this is why when you bring it on your iPad and you have everything with you and you can just, you know, show it to them just like you show them your binder, it makes everything so much simpler. And the other thing, by the way, the doctors don't like you to do is to record them. A lot of doctors show objections around that as well. So that's something that we decided not to put in the app. So doctors, not only that they don't object to it, they like it. And some of them love it. We got a call last week from an amazing user that we have named Heather. She's taking care of her son that has a rare disease. And when she showed her doctor, "Hello, doctor," he loved it so much that he told her that it's amazing and he wants to share it with other patients he has because it enables users to manage their medical records and it really saves them time and brings them more in control and less confused when they're talking to their doctor. So we're actually starting to get referrals from doctors they're recommending on the app for their users. So it's pretty amazing for us to see that the doctor community, even the non-techies, are really liking it because it's simple and it saves them time and it makes their patients feel better and more in control. So why not, actually?
And it seems like it could have the ability to really almost improve the quality of the visit, the quality of the communication between the patient and the physician. As you're kind of describing things, I'm sort of imagining a stressed out patient sitting with this huge binder and the doctor says, you know, well, where's this record or scan from 2 years ago? And then, like you're saying, half of the appointment is used up kind of going through this binder to try to find the record or the document that the doctor's looking for. The patient is anxious. The doctor's frustrated and impatient. And I imagine that might not lead to a very good interaction. It seems like this could actually improve the level and the quality of communication between the doctor and the patient, and they might actually get to even some deeper and more important issues for the patient.
Completely. I think that most of the doctors today, we come into the doctor and we want to ask questions, understand, get answers. This is the way we come into the doctor. But the doctor has to understand our condition. That means asking us for medical records and getting the test results and reading it, make decisions in his head, print everything in the computer, and maybe have some time to actually answer questions. This is just the way things are today. And Hello Doctor actually minimizes a lot of this friction by helping you get to the right medical record and feel very in control when you're walking into your doctor's office.
Yeah.
And it actually improves the visit. And by the way, it's not just patients that have, you know, big binders that can locate the right record. It could be for the other side too. Patients that always forget to bring their medical records or going into the emergency room without any medical records and starting to go through a lot of questionnaires instead of just showing the doctor their diagnosis because they can remember it. So even for patients that, you know, are very disorganized, Hello Doctor can help.
So let me ask you this, Mayan. So, okay, get everything uploaded, go through this process, get my children or my grandchildren to help me, get everything uploaded into Hello Doctor, still have this big binder of all these hard copies of my medical records. Can I ditch that now? Can I get rid of it? Or do I put it in a box in the attic next to my 7 years of tax returns? What, you know, am I safe to get rid of that? Or how do you advise on that?
Okay. Just like I wouldn't recommend you to throw away your tax report, I wouldn't recommend to throw any of your medical records. I'm keeping pretty much everything myself, so I can't, you know, recommend for people to throw things away, but you definitely can put it in your attic. You can put it in your attic, leave it there as backup for if something will ever happen or just like, you know, just like we keep pretty much everything else up there. But you can stop taking it to your doctor. You can start taking your iPad or your iPhone, and you can feel very secure that you have everything with you whenever you need it. If something's wrong and you need to go to the emergency room now, you have everything with you. If your daughter wants to access your medical records because she's talking to another doctor, she can access it. You can just, you know, ring you, ask you for your password, and go in and show him your medical results. And when you're talking to your doctor, you don't have to, you know, keep on bringing in and bringing out those terrible paper records, and giving him copies and putting it in the fax machine and just have everything with you in a very, very simple, and actually beautiful way. The interface is that I have to give to my, to give the appreciation to one of my co-founders. One of my co-founders is an amazing designer, and he created a very beautiful app that makes your even your medical records look a little bit nicer.
I love that. I think that's great. And so, just a quick question before we go to the break here, just a clarification. So, if I'm the patient and I've loaded this onto my phone and I've scanned all my records, then my daughter or my husband, they could also load it onto their phone, and through their phone, they can also access my records if I give them that information.
Yes, that feature will be available in about 2 weeks, but you can start uploading now, and you'll get an email once we upload this feature, so you can share it with other family members.
Yeah, I think that's great, because I think you're right. There are so many caregivers and loved ones involved. You know, it really takes a village, and we know that cancer impacts not just the person, but everyone around that person. So, and I know a lot of times those folks want to be involved in helping, and this is certainly a way that you as a caregiver can also be empowered to help your loved one, is to help manage all of this, what can be sometimes complicated medical information. This is Frankly Speaking About Cancer. We're talking to Mayon Cohen, CEO and founder of Hello Doctor. This is a great new app that is designed to help you really upload and manage all of your medical records. You can have them on your iPhone, your iPad. Makes it easy to sort them, to file them, to categorize them, to put notes on them, so that when you go in, you can have the most productive and efficient interaction with your doctor, having all of those medical records really at your fingertips through this new technology. This is Frankly Speaking About Cancer. We've got more to talk about with Mayon. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back.
Effective cancer treatment requires more than just medication or surgery. For the country's 12 million cancer survivors and their loved ones, the social and emotional challenges of adapting to life with cancer are ongoing. How to handle coworkers' questions, how to get comfortable with new physical realities, how to reassure worried family members, or explain to friends your priorities have changed. The Cancer Support Community is ready to help by providing free counseling, education, and hope for survivors and their caregivers. Whether online or at over 100 locations around the world, the Cancer Support Community is ready to offer the support you need to live a better life with cancer. For more information on support groups, publications, nutrition, exercise programs, and more, call 1-888-793-9355 or visit us online at www.cancersupportcommunity.org. That's cancersupportcommunity.org. The Cancer Support Community, a global network of education and hope.
Cancer Support Community is proud to be a partner of Magnolia Meals at Home, a new pilot program that aims to help patients by providing nourishing meals to households affected by breast cancer so loved ones can spend more quality time together. This program is currently available in and around two pilot cities, Andover, Massachusetts, and Woodcliff Lake, New Jersey. Participants will receive one delivery of meals every month for up to 6 months when enrolled in the program. Each delivery includes up to 7 meals designed to help meet the nutritional needs of people living with breast cancer and 10 meals for family members. This novel program is brought to you by the AZI Women's Oncology Program, Magnolia, Cancer Care, the Cancer Support Community, and Meals on Wheels Association of America. To find out if you or loved ones are eligible, visit online at www.magnoliameals.com. Or call 617-733-5848.
You're listening to Frankly Speaking About Cancer with the Cancer Support Community, an inspirational program offering the resources you need to live a better life with cancer. Now here's your host, Kim Tibaldo, President and CEO of the Cancer Support Community.
Welcome back to the show, Frankly Speaking About Cancer, sponsored in part today by McKesson's Giving Comfort Program, Bristol-Myers Squibb, and Morphotek. We're down to our final segment, final few minutes with Mayon Cohen, CEO and founder of Hello Doctor, which we've been learning about during this episode. Really great stuff, a great new tool, resource solution for patients. While we have a few more minutes together, Maya, you mentioned something as we were going into our last break that I thought was interesting. You said a new feature was being added, and that once you kind of join, sign up for Hello Doctor, you would get an email saying, hey, we've got, you know, a new feature available for you, which is great. And so tell me a little bit about what's on the horizon for Hello Doctor. What's next, and what are some of the new sort of fantastic features and benefits that patients can expect in the coming months or years?
That's a great question. So the big two new features that are coming up first is the ability to share it with other family members. That means you'll be able to log in and log out to your account from any iPhone or iPad. That means you can help manage your loved one's medical records, write questions, go over the records, add records yourself if your parents are having trouble adding it, and so forth. And actually, the feature coming after that is search. You'll be able to search anything that you want within Hello Doctor. That means even if you have paper records, you'll be able to search your diagnosis, your drugs, your doctor's name, whatever you want, even if the original records are digital, which enables you, you know, if a doctor is asking you for a specific question, you can just, you know, put it into a search and see where's the right medic record or where was the reference in your medical records to a question, which is kind of amazing for some of our users. So these are the two features coming up in the next month or two. After that, what we're doing is starting to help people manage their entire disease and understand their medical records. So in the next year, we have very exciting features coming up, like medical calendar. You'll be able to put in your doctor's appointments, and according to your medical condition, we'll remind you to schedule your next appointment. So if you have diabetes, for example, we'll remind you to do your A1C test every 3 months and to do the blood work. And of course, if you have cancer or you're a cancer survivor, we'll remind you to do your blood work and to do your scans to make sure that you have everything on time. So this is one big feature coming up. And actually after that, we're going to start help you understand your medical condition. That means all of your medical information will be started to build not into just, you know, simple documents that have just text files, but into very visual charts and dashboards. That means if you're looking at a blood test today, most people have no idea what that means. But in Hello Doctor, you'll be able to mark what you're looking for, and it's going to be personalized to your medical condition. So if you have a heart condition, for example, you'll see a chart of your cholesterol level so you can understand what happened to you over time and not only wait for the doctor's verdict of you're doing good or you're doing bad, but actually understand what happened to you over time. And if you're a cancer survivor or you're dealing with cancer now, you'll be able to track your biomarkers and make sure that everything's on track and not just, you know, again, wait for the doctor's verdict of you're doing good or you're doing bad, and actually understand your medical condition.
It's fantastic. I'm putting myself in your shoes for a minute. It must seem frustrating because there's so many things that you can do. You probably feel like you want to do it all right now.
Yeah, pretty much.
I think that's the spirit of a startup CEO, right?
Yeah. On the one hand, there are things that we want to put in, and on the other hand, there are tons of requests from our users. Yes. So it's very, very hard to balance off what's next.
Yeah, it's exciting though. It's very dynamic. A couple more questions before we wrap up here. Were there any, you know, as you've been sort of developing this and obviously in the thick of it, any surprises or any particular stories that really resonated with you, or, you know, anything that really kind of caught your attention or has stayed with you through this process?
Yes. We were very surprised to see that people are very engaged in their health after a disease. The user I was telling you about before, Mary, is a cancer survivor. She went through breast cancer 30 years ago, and she's still managing her health. And what we found out is that when people go through a specific, something very hard on the medical side, they understand how health, how much your health really means to you. And they become very involved in their health and their loved one's health. We see a lot of patients that after they go through something serious, or even a caregiver that's supporting someone is going through something serious, they start to collect other medical records of other family members. Because I think when you go through something so hard, you understand how fragile life really is, and how important our health really is. And it's way more important than the house you live in, the car you drive, and pretty much everything else that sometimes we take as granted or sometimes important.
Yeah, it's true. When people get diagnosed with a serious illness, they suddenly they become very aware of all of those issues, and they're sort of like the converted in a way, aren't they? They become real advocates for healthy behaviors and healthy choices. Don't you see that?
Yes, and they want to help others. One thing that surprised us is that people are proud of like the phrase cancer survivor is not just a phrase. People mm-hmm. are very proud that they managed to win cancer, and they want to inspire others and want to help others. After we went through brain cancer, I found myself answering a lot of calls around what drugs should I take, what treatment options should we choose, the psychological sides, or even what doctor should we choose, and things like that. And we found out that these people are creating a community and helping each other. And a lot of our users are using Hello Doctor thanks to other people that recommended it for them.
That's fantastic. I think it's great because it's a great way for folks to have that the personal experience and then really spread the word about what's available. Mayam, if folks want to learn more about Hello Doctor, if they want to download it, can you give our listeners some information about where they can go to learn more and how they can access the app?
Sure. The best thing you can do is just download the app to your iPhone or your iPad. It's called Hello Doctor, and it's on the App Store, and it's completely available for everybody. If you want to learn more about our team, you can go into our website. That's www.hello.do. We also have a Facebook page and a Twitter page if you're more interested in getting involved in our social media community. And we're, of course, always available to answer any question that you have. But the best thing you could do for yourself and your loved one is just to download the app and start managing your health.
Yeah, it's just it's a great new tool. I'm so glad we're talking about this today and getting the word out to our listeners, to their loved ones, to their family members who are listening today, because we're always looking for new tools, new solutions for patients to be empowered, to make their journey a little bit easier, and also ways to improve the interaction with the healthcare team. And I think this is, this certainly checks all of those boxes in terms of a new new solution for patients and their families.
That's why we love Cancer Support Community.
Well, I'm glad we're doing this good work together and that we're partnering, and I appreciate you bringing the attention about this new solution to our patients and to our listeners today. I think it's very exciting for us to know what's going on out there in terms of technological advances that really do benefit the patient and make their lives a little bit easier in a complicated situation. I just want to remind our listeners today that the Cancer Support Community provides a multitude of in-person, online, and phone support for people with all cancers at all stage of disease and their loved ones. We've got 170 locations around the country. We've got our full-time affiliate centers and a number of satellite locations. We also have cancer support communities inside of some hospitals around the country. We're doing support groups, educational programs, nutrition, exercise, stress reduction for people with all cancers at all stage of illness and for their family members and loved ones. We want you to know that if you are facing a cancer diagnosis, you do not have to face cancer alone. We are here for you at the Cancer Support Community. For more information about our programs, visit us at www.cancersupportcommunity.org. You can find a list of all of our centers around the country. If you'd like to pick up the phone right now and call one of our trained licensed counselors and speak with someone about any of the issues that you're facing, we can help you with information, referral, counseling on the phone. Give us a call at 888-793-9355. This is Frankly Speaking About Cancer. Thanks for joining us today. Until next time, be well, do well, live well.
Thank you for joining us for Frankly Speaking About Cancer with your host, Kim Tibaldo. We're here for you every Tuesday afternoon at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. In the meantime, stay connected online at cancersupportcommunity.org. That's cancersupportcommunity.org.